Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you help me?
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you ask? Thank you very much. And may I know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as internet, radio, television, or print?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Does anyone in your household work for any type of media, such as TV or radio or internet or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask for your race?
I'm sorry, rate?
Your race.
I'm African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and the Congress?
You ask who would I vote for?
And what are the chances that you will vote? Will you say definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yes. Probably vote. Definitely vote. Definitely vote.
Thank you. And may I know your age?
I'm 43.
Thank you. And can you rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's president and congressional elections in 2024? And can you rate it from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More.
Thank you. Will you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Hey, Joe Biden is doing pretty good.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What were the choices again?
Very dissatisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Just satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
I guess better.
Thank you. And thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? I will call you some. Just let me know which are the most important. The first one is combating the division and racism. Border security.
You said division and racism? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, combating division and racism.
Okay, go ahead.
Border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
All right, so gun reform.
Okay.
You had not the first two. So the next one after The first two. The third one was what?
Was creating more jobs and raising wages.
That's one. And then you said guns, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's two. And then the third one, I guess that'll be the fifth one, was student loans.
Student loans, one of those. Healthcare and prescription drugs was a different
one.
Okay. Reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, improving the education for kids between K to 12, and fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I kind of want to say maybe protecting abortion rights. Yeah, I think protecting abortion rights.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel really cold and unfavorable towards them. So remember, from 0 to 100. The first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
75.
Thank you. Donald Trump. How much did he say?
15.
Thank you. What about Cornel West?
But he doesn't hold office, right? He's just like an educator, right?
Yeah.
He's like an 85.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
-49.
Thank you. What about the Democrats in the Congress as a whole?
60.
Thank you. What about Tim Scott?
Say again?
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
I don't know much about him.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you. What about the Republicans in the Congress?
15.
Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and the Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Okay, so this is a strategic thing. Because I don't feel like Cornel West is getting enough votes. And if we all vote for Cornel West, then Donald Trump would get elected. So I would vote for Joe Biden West only because I feel like defeating Donald Trump is more important than electing Cornel West, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Like such a lot, like some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And
your question was, have I heard about what his administration is doing?
Yeah, like in general.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable to vote towards them?
More?
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
What have I seen?
Yeah. Seen, read, or heard.
The economy, what they're doing for the economy, the lowering of prescription drugs, the getting rid of student debt. Joe Biden seems to be working for the people and not just the big corporations.
Not the corporations. Thank you. I was writing down your answer. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Like in general?
Yeah, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you've heard, read, or seen recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable toward him?
Less.
Much less or somewhat?
Much less.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Being convicted of felon. Hold on.
Okay.
Articulate this thing. So he hasn't come with any policy. Everything that Donald Trump talks about, he just slings mud on his opponents, but he doesn't talk about doing anything positive for the country. I feel like he creates a lot of fear in his supporters, unfounded fear in his supporters. And then that is what he campaigns off of, the fear that he stokes, the unfounded fear that he stokes in his supporters. He doesn't have much in the way of policy.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said and they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. This is the first one. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, a stand on wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, and lack of education, quality education.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one is rising crime and violence.
So, I'm not sure that crime and violence is rising. But is this a hypothetical?
Yeah, if it happens, who will be the best candidate to work against it?
I really don't feel like either of them would do a especially good job. But I guess since I'm a Democrat, I'll go with Joe Biden. I don't think that Donald Trump cares about anything but himself. So, next.
Okay, thank you. And what about fixing the immigration system?
Fixing the what?
The immigration system.
I think that Joe Biden would be better because I think that Joe Biden would be better because I think that Donald Trump, the building the wall, most of the immigrants that come over here illegally don't even come across the southern border. So the whole build a wall is stupid. So I think Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And we'll just say somewhat, or he will do it somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
And what about tackling inflation and dealing with the rising costs?
Well, I think that Joe Biden is kind of getting a handle on it now, so I will go with Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And somewhat or much?
Much.
Okay, thank you. What about growing the U.S. economy?
I just like to say that Donald Trump has declared bankruptcy like 4 or 5 times, so financial decisions are going to be Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Remember, it's fighting against.
Against will have to be Joe Biden again because Donald Trump is with those guys. Not necessarily that he's with them, but he has had several racist, he's been accused of being racist by many different people, sued for a racism in, putting people into his apartment. And he also would like to raise money from racists. So I would have to say that Joe Biden will win that as well.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
So who would be effective?
Who will be better fighting against that?
Against that?
Yeah. Against the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
So that's like a loaded question. That has to be Joe Biden because the people in the Supreme Court were appointed by Trump, so they're doing what Republicans want them to do as far as cutting certain freedoms and stuff like that. So that's like, there's no way you can answer that anything other than Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable toward him?
Well, I really don't think he's doing anything when it comes to that. He's not doing much, I would say, so. Less.
Okay. Somewhat or much?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would have to say somewhat. Because I don't really know. Yeah,
okay.
I would say somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. And since Donald Trump was found of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree. That's stupid.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Will you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. In which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, or X, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or another one?
YouTube.
Can you name another one?
Nah, I don't really. I mean, the political stuff doesn't come across the other one for me. I usually watch the news on YouTube, so that's why I get so much info.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Freshman in college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married, going through a divorce. Married, currently.
Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that. And do you have any children that are 18 years or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have one.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend to church or religious services? Like twice a week or more, every week, twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than half, or none of your neighborhoods or of your neighbors are white?
Probably half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
My parents born outside of the United States?
Your grandparents?
None. Grandparents, none.
Okay, thank you. And your parents, any of your parents have born outside of the United States?
No, sir.
Thank you. And what about you? You born in the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? This is just for statistical purposes.
No, sir.
Thank you. And those were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
Have a good day, you as well, sir.